always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Friday's edition of the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show here at 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. Happy Friday, all y'all. The final day of May. Where did the month go? May 31st, 2024. And before we do anything, I want to wish our very own Larry Connors a very happy birthday today. Everybody, their brother and their mother had a birthday this month, Joey.
It's exhausting, all this.
It is.
Sweet stuff I have to eat. Thank you, radio station mom Michelle. She's taking good care of us.
Yes, thank you to Michelle Rush. She always cooks up fine delicacies for all of us for our birthdays. Larry Connors, I'm sure he is around, I don't know, what would you say, Joey? He's probably 39 years old.
He said it was his second time around being 55.
Okay. That's so funny. That's great. Yep, the late, great Larry Connors USA, of course, follows us every day, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. We have got a ton to get to today. First of all, I want to welcome you all to the official Banana Republic of America stand. Yeah, that's where we find ourselves this morning, 24 hours after probably one of the worst Soviet show trials that our nation has ever seen. I am not going to follow the advice, the instruction, or the demands of Joe Biden, the dysfunctional D.C. Democrats, the left-wing lunatics, and their willing allies in the corrupt national corporate media who have said, well, it's a jury trial. The jury has spoken. You have to accept it. Only if it's arguable that the case was even remotely fair, which this one wasn't. This case was broken from the moment that it was decided to be pursued. I've got all the receipts on that. I'm going to take you back in time in my big Wayback Machine, all of about a year ago, and I'm going to explain to you how the Biden Department of Justice, yeah, you're wondering, why am I talking about them? Well, because they inserted themselves into the district attorney's office in Manhattan. You know, back in the day, the DA office in Manhattan, it used to be one of the most highly respected offices in the country. I first practiced law in the state of New York. I was an assistant district attorney in the county of Nassau, which is the first county outside of the five boroughs. I think I even applied to the DA's office in the city of New York. I applied to all the boroughs. I got accepted at two of them. I can't remember which. I think maybe Queens. And then I got accepted out in Nassau County. I served under one of the longest serving elected prosecutors in the country, the great Dennis Dillon. But Morgenthau was the DA at the time. In fact, the famous program, Law and Order, the first couple seasons, they had the cranky old DA that was modeled after the famous Morgenthau. He was a Democrat, but he was a law and order Democrat. Now we have Democrats who are in favor of lawlessness and disorder and defunding the police. And the end result of that was a prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, who ran on getting Trump. And the Department of Justice was a willing ally. They inserted the third in command from the DOJ, this prosecutor, Colangelo, I can't remember his name. Joey, is his name like Colangelo?
I remember him being the big red arrow guy that everyone was posting about on Twitter, but I forgot how to pronounce his name.
I will look it up. It's something like that. This guy was third in command at the DOJ. This guy made it to the big time. Why in the world did he come back to serve in a dumpy little city attorney's office in the city of New York when he had made it to the third highest post in the DOJ? That's because the Department of Justice under Biden's White House, which has weaponized everything in our legal system, wanted to make sure that they, quote, got Trump. Everything from the original institution of this case, through the grand jury indictment, through the jury selection, and especially through the jury instructions, which I think have the most reversible error of anything in this case, lead me to believe that eventually, I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know the makeup of all the New York appellate court system like I used to. But if this has to go all the way to the Supreme Court, which I think it could because it's got issues of federal election law wrapped up in it, it shouldn't have federal election law because this was a state court prosecution. But the whole case is just ripe for reversal. I'll get to that later in today's speaker stump speech. We got a full lineup, as I said. In just a second, we're going to be speaking with the good folks from Sugar Creek Golf Course. As I said before the program, this is News Talk STL Sponsor Appreciation Day. We've got the good folks from Sugar Creek in studio. Immediately following them, we're going to talk to our good friend, Dr. Pat Fader. He is the owner of Comprehensive Chiropractic in my beautiful hometown of Eureka, Missouri. So we are going to talk about golf and being a weekend warrior, and then we're going to talk about how to fix your back after you screw it up, you know, on the golf course. But and then we will have the speaker stump speech at 5:07. I found, you know, you don't have to take my word for how screwed up this case was. I found a long dissertation from someone who I would challenge any of our liberal listeners, and we have plenty of them, to come to call in and challenge me on this. I found a long dissertation from former federal prosecutor, CNN analyst, and I'll find his name in a second. A former federal prosecutor who happens to be one of CNN's lead legal analysts. He did a complete and total takedown of this ridiculous case as well. I got his name right here. His name is, I'm sorry, Ellie Honig. I think that's a lady, E-L-I-E, Ellie Honig, in New Yorker magazine. So that's what I'm going to read you during the speaker stump speech and analyze that. Joel Griffith will be joining us at 5:25. He's part of our dynamic duo, which is going to be joining us for our fantastic event Tuesday, June 25th at the Funny Bone in St. Charles. So, yeah. Catch your breath. We got a big show ahead. I'm here. Chris Arps is not here today. He's on assignment. Joey, where'd you send him this time?
I think he's going on a boat named assignment. That's usually the joke, right? He's just out on the ocean on assignment collecting news stories for Wednesday. He'll be back.
Yes, he will be. So you got to put up with Joey and I for the next few broadcast days. But thank you, Joey. I'm glad you showed up for work today because otherwise I wouldn't know what to do with all the buttons.
Of course. And in my beautiful new News Talk STL swag that we're all wearing today.
We're going to talk about that. I've got the hat on. You've got the shirt. We got a couple of other shirts and hats in the studio. So without further ado, let's get to the fine folks from Sugar Creek Golf Course. We have, of course, in the studio, a couple of the owners. We have Dwayne and Christine Eoff. Did I say your name right? Is it Eoff?
Yes.
Is that how you guys say it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Dwayne and Christine Eoff. And we also have Katie as well. I should remember that's my daughter's name. So we have Katie in studio as well. Katie Santangelo.
You nailed it.
Yeah, that's Italian.
It is. Sicilian.
Are you Italian or did you marry an Italian?
I married a very strong Sicilian.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm Italian on my mom's side, so we're going to get along just fine.
Oh, perfect.
All right. So so I see who wears the pants in the family. You put Dwayne in the corner. And he's not allowed to talk, I guess, today, right? Is that what happens?
Yeah, usually, Christine? Yeah. We rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, very good. We'll let Dwayne say something in just a second, but let's start with you first. So, you are builders by trade, right? You're developers. You're making things great again in Jefferson County.
Absolutely.
So to speak. And somewhere along the way, y'all purchased a golf course. How did that happen?
In 2013, Dwayne came home and said, "We're going to buy a golf course." And I looked at him and said, "Okay." I was a stockbroker, full-time, very busy. And I guess it was an easy transition leaving that and, opening the doors to the golf course. So since 2013, we have learned a tremendous amount, not only about running a golf course. I have never understood grass in new ways until now. I did not know there were so many varieties of grass. First time I went golfing, I made the mistake of jumping on the green, and I'm pretty sure guys out of the woods came out and started chastising me for that. So I do not jump on the green anymore. But we, one of the things about owning a golf course is just meeting the amazing people. There's never a bad day on the golf course, and if there is, we can always offer swing lube, and we can always give them an eraser. So that can change that, but, everybody that comes in has just been wonderful and so supportive. I do want to give a shout out. We did operate the golf course for a few years, and then life got busy and we started building to make Jefferson County great again. And now we have an amazing operator, Mr. Sorkus Webby. So without him and his direction and his crew, the golf course has just made leaps and bounds. If you know, you were with us back in those early years and you've come out, it is definitely not the same golf course that you would have seen. So
yes, Sugar Creek. First of all, tell folks, where is Sugar Creek Golf Course located?
So we are about 10 minutes west of Fenton at 270 and 30, out in High Ridge. So if you've driven down Highway 30 and you've seen Quick Trip there, we are right behind there. We're at 5224 Country Club Drive in High Ridge.
A stone's throw from one of our other favorite advertisers, Johnny's Hideout.
That's right. Mm-hmm. 7 minutes to be exact.
Fantastic. And how long Sugar Creek has been around? It's got a rich history. Do you all remember when the golf course was founded or opened?
About 35 years ago. So it started out as 9 holes. Then they developed, there's about 300 homes around the golf course, and then it finally became 18 holes. So.
Fantastic. Well, we're wearing limited edition News Talk STL swag that you can find only at Sugar Creek Golf Course. We got the really styling hats. Let's just say it, the MAGA red hats, maybe an accident, with our great logo on top. And we've got the shirts, the great polos. I had mine on yesterday. Those polos, they fit really well. They're a really nice fit. They look great. And, I'm assuming that Katie is part of the brains behind this operation, right?
I am. You can usually find me behind the scenes, you know, taking the pictures and, you know, promoting all the fun stuff that we do. We have a lot of tournaments. People keep coming back for tournaments because we just have the best staff, the friendliest. I mean, people just keep coming back and they want more. I mean,
so what all do you do at Sugar Creek?
Oh, gosh, that's kind of broad.
Do you have an official title?
Yeah, I'm the director of marketing at Sugar Creek Golf Course, but I dabble into all kinds of stuff. I set up events, you know, I do the social media. I do a lot of the coordinating. I, you know, sometimes I'm meeting clients for weddings and stuff like that.
Where do we find Sugar Creek on the internet?
Oh, you can find
Where's all the places we find it?
So, I mean, we're on Facebook, and then obviously we have a website, sugarcreekgolfcourse.com. And those are basically, you can find us on Instagram also, but you know, Facebook's our pretty much our biggest thing. We like to put all of our stuff out on there.
Very cool. Great place for events, right? Events, tournaments. What kind of amenities and venue is, if no one's ever been to Sugar Creek, what can they expect, Christine, when they show up?
All right. Well, you're going to enter through the subdivision at the top and you're going to immediately notice just how beautiful it is, surrounded with trees. We have lots of wildlife. But when you arrive to the clubhouse, it's a large clubhouse. That'll set you up with our pro shop, and we do have a great bar for those of you that do need that additional, assistance out on, the fairways. Mm-hmm. We did just get new golf carts last year, so they are,
We pretty much got everything.
Yeah, everything you can need.
Yeah, the clubhouse has been renovated, the pro shop's renovated, we kind of made it a new boutique style, so we're trying out some new fashions in there, including yours, which is really exciting for us.
I understand I'm gonna have to get down there in the very near future. We have a News Talk STL VIP room.
You do. And we have a new sign to go up.
Yeah.
There. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Courtesy of Todd Showalter.
Yes. And then we do have an amazing patio. So when we first took over the golf course, that used to, surprisingly, there was an in-ground pool there.
Oh.
But over the years, it just kind of wear and tear on it. And it made more sense because of the demand that we had for events to fill the pool in, and now we have beautiful string lights above it, so your event can go well into the evening without any worries. We have tables, nice chairs, and just steps up to the bar, so it's a great place to hang out.
And it's a challenging course. It's really something.
Very hilly.
Yeah, it's very. We call it the Rolling Country Hills,
but very pretty,
very picturesque. Yes. You can see the arch even from number 8
on hole 5. If you stand on hole 5 on a very clear day, so I mean we're about 35 minutes to downtown St. Louis, but you can see that arch and. It is, you're looking, then you just actually realize it. So,
and you'll see so much wildlife out there too. And you're only 30 minutes from downtown St. Louis. So it's like a whole experience coming.
And are you hosting all different kinds of events under the sun? Everything from wedding receptions to you name it?
Yeah, we had the fire department, Fenton Fire Department out a couple days ago. And, you know, we love supporting everybody. So it's great to have, you know, that big of a versatile group.
Yeah.
So if anybody is now realizing that they have an event coming up over the next few weeks or months and they're like, well, this sounds like a great place for me to have an event.
Yes.
What do they need to do? How can they reach one of you?
Okay, that's where I will come into play. Okay. And you'll contact Katie Santangelo at Sugar Creek Golf Course. You can find us through info@sugarcreekgolfcourse.com. Send an email that way. I'll follow up with you. I'll give you a tour. You know, I'm good at selling the golf course. And it's an easy sell because it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Everything's renovated. And it's a nice experience. Mm-hmm. And Christine, the staff.
Yep. 18 holes, right? Now, used to be 9, but now it's full 18 holes.
Full 18 holes. And it is a challenging 18 holes. You got to choose your club wisely on some holes. But we have hole 5 that you actually, you'll shoot up to the green. We have hole 7 that you're on top and you'll shoot down to the green over a water area. So it just provides a little bit of everything, it's a good time.
Gaining in popularity too. You know, we were voted number one best golf course in St. Louis by popular vote. Yeah, it's great. And just since I've came on board, I mean, what I've seen, the improvements and how amazing it's been, just we're booked solid. Like the tee times, the events for 2024 mm-hmm. are booked. So it's been a good experience.
And I do have to give a shout out to our staff, because one of the things that makes us stand out is our staff. They are amazing from the moment you walk into the door, whether you're checking in at the pro shop, whether you're grabbing a snack or a drink at the bar, the grounds crew, every single person you will have a chance to interact with.
Everybody's your friend there. Yeah. That's pretty much how it is.
You said the funniest thing about grass. So my first job was as a teenager, I got hired on as a greenskeeper up where I lived on Lewis Road in Crescent Country Club back in the day. Now it's called Crescent Farms. Anyway,
yep.
So I learned at a very young age that grass tends to grow in all the wrong places, and getting it to grow in all the right places is a constant chore of labor and love. So how is Sugar Creek doing these days? How's the fairways? How are the greens? I'm sure this rain has been fantastic, but on the other hand, it's probably been a little problematic. It's been probably a little hard to cut the grass.
Oh, the grounds crew, they are amazing. They are out there from night to day, but I know that we just did a whole new grass seeding and feeding. Mm-hmm. We have new tee boxes. We have new mats. Pretty much everything has been, updated, got a facelift, and it's just a great experience.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. It sounds absolutely gorgeous. So, and look, we're in challenging times and uncharted waters in our country, and a lot of people have a lot of things on their minds, and the economy's been completely weird and upside down over the last few years. Sometimes luxury items like people playing golf tend to go by the wayside. On the other hand, people need a release, right? And a lot mm-hmm. of times sales of things like, recreational activities, that's all we did during COVID, right? How is business these days, Christine?
It is phenomenal. Like we said, I mean, we are pro shop. They have figured out how to maximize the tee sheet to get as many golfers in while still providing, a nice space between so that you don't have people, right behind you on your heels. But they've done an amazing job, and business is great. Like Katie mentioned, we do get a lot of repeat customers, mm-hmm. and those that come out are already rebooking from tournaments. We had a few new tournaments this year, and they've already, signed up for next year to secure their spot.
Yeah, we're already booking.
So we are, yeah. Yeah. So it's the place to be. I always laugh. I pull in. We have our offices for our home building upstairs of the clubhouse, and sometimes I can't even park. So I just pull my vehicle into the cart corral and leave the keys on the pro shop desk and say, "Move it if you need to," but I got to get up here to work. So it's a good thing.
Well, I'm looking at the website and the pictures online. SugarCreekGolfCourse.com. Easy to find. You can book on there, and it's just there's a lot you can do online here, right? There's all kinds of different things. You can book, you can check out memberships and more. Before we let you go, Joey just reminded me, we're going to give away a foursome, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
So one of our lucky listeners can get a couple friends, get a few friends if they have friends, or they can ask me, and they're going to play at the golf course.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Great. We look forward to having them.
So we've got a foursome with cart, right?
Yep, yes. With cart.
Foursome with cart available.
Our new carts.
How about we take caller number 7 right now. We'll go to break here in a second. And why don't folks call in right now, I haven't given out the number in a while. 314-912-1019. Is that right? 314-912-1019. 314-912-1019. We'll take caller number 7 right now for a foursome with Cart at the gorgeous Sugar Creek Golf Course. SugarCreekGolfCourse.com. Ladies, it was a real pleasure having you in. Hopefully, Dwayne learned something from this excellent interview we just conducted. Dwayne, thanks for everything you do in Jefferson County. We really appreciate you guys. I want to thank you guys so much for supporting us. We're a brand new business. You know, you guys have been doing this for a while with Sugar Creek and your building development. We've all been in radio a long time, but we all just launched this, and we wouldn't be on the air every day if it wasn't for devoted listeners. And thank you for being such super fans and making swag and everything. We just love you guys.
We are excited. Yeah, we hope to see everybody out there. We are stocked full of shirts and the hats, so come on out.
Fantastic. Any parting words, Katie, before we let everybody go? They can come out to Sugar Creek this weekend, right?
Yeah, you can come out to Sugar Creek this weekend. We also have Father's Day gift certificates on sale through the website, so it's the perfect gift to give Dad, because, you know, Dad just wants to be out on the greens.
Fantastic. Well, I love what you all do promoting yourselves, because you got really cool stuff, really cool gear, beautiful golf course, great venue for events, tournaments, weddings, receptions, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, whatever. Yeah. SugarCreekGolfCourse.com, SugarCreekGolfCourse.com. Well, Dwayne, Christine, Katie, thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate you. We'll definitely have you back. And Joey and I have decided we're going to come out to the golf course and maybe show off our skills.
We're going to putz around for sure, make some videos.
Yes.
Very good indeed. All right. Well, those are the folks from Sugar Creek, SugarCreekGolfCourse.com. We're going to talk to Dr. Pat Fader, owner of Comprehensive Chiropractic, about what you need to do after you have a rough day on the golf course. He'll fix you up and get you ready for more. We'll be back with the good doc right after this on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show, 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on NewsTalkSTL.com.
Last year, First Alert 4 Investigates uncovered this video. Shirley Southard walks into Terminal 2 at St. Louis's Lambert International Airport when a sliding automatic door closes on her. First Alert 4 Investigates started asking questions and learned Southard wasn't the only one. We found in the span of a week and a half, three women were hit by doors. We kept searching for answers and found national standards that require a safety zone of several feet around the walkway. But if a sensor isn't working, engineers say that can lead to blind spots, which often pop up on the sides of the door.
And welcome back to the Tim Jones and Chris Harp Show. It is the last day of May, May 31st, 2024. It's also happens to be Friday, 4:31 in the PM. Joey, what is up with these sexist doors? They're knocking all these poor ladies to the ground.
I don't recommend watching the video, but it's very funny. These 92-year-old women
their
walkers are trying to go into Terminal 2 at Southwest Airlines Terminal, and the door just closes right on them, and they get knocked to the ground. And it keeps happening over and over and over.
Sounds like a job for Comprehensive Chiropractic.
And our news partners at KMOV, they're on the case, because it looks like the doors are being replaced right now.
We have an investigation underfoot. All right. Hey, without further ado. Oh, by the way, Gina was our lucky winner of the foursome at Sugar Creek, complete with Cart. We want to thank Gina for listening. Thank you for, we had a slew of callers, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's ready to hit the golf course these days. Thank you to everybody who called in and who is listening. If you did not win, we'll provide you some more opportunities to go to Sugar Creek. Sugar Creek can be found in the meantime at SugarCreekGolfCourse.com. SugarCreekGolfCourse.com. Congrats again to Gina. Like I said, it is Sponsor Appreciation Day. We've got Dr. Pat Fader, my very good longtime friend. We won't say how long we've known each other, Doc. It's been a while. Thanks for coming in studio today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You've been to Sugar Creek before.
Oh, I played back there when I was in Logan Chiropractic College.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. Great course.
Beautiful venue.
Beautiful.
Yeah. We'll have to go over there and show them some of our skills that we have.
our slice, our hooks, our duck hooks.
That's right. I was telling people the perfect thing to do after a round of golf is to go visit a chiropractor, you know, because you get everything reset, right?
Yep. Before or after, get it.
So let's talk about, Comprehensive Chiropractic. It is a fixture in Eureka, and you've all been there for many decades. You have grown probably maybe beyond your imagination. So, why did you decide to go to, what got you into fixing people?
Chiropractic. Yeah. That's a great question. I've always wanted to help people. So I was very good with my hands. And, my uncle Dan, at a 4th of July barbecue said, hey, what do you think about being a chiropractor? And I'm like, well, I haven't really thought about it. I was thinking about medical or PT, wanted to help our community. And so I took the tour at Logan and it just felt right. I mean, you know how it is when your gut's like, hey, this is it. That was it. Mm-hmm. And so it's been great. I mean, it has grown. Like you said, it's grown tremendously. I started out and I always say a little 798 square foot office, in Eureka there. My mom was my first front desk. Mm-hmm. She worked for free. Thank God. Cause I made about $9,000 my first year. And, it has grown now to where we have, multiple docs, multiple disciplines, multiple things going on. I mean, it's grown, as you said, beyond my wildest dreams.
You have a huge facility now. I think you have, don't you have, well, technically, I guess you have almost three different facilities, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you specialize in not only chiropractic, but also general holistic health, yep, sports performance, and mm-hmm, more. What are all, give me some of the menu that people can expect.
Yeah, so not only just the chiropractic that we do, we have functional medicine, we do some neuropathy things, we've got a training facility, which is a gym, that's the sports performance side of stuff. Upstairs in the main office, we've got yoga, Pilates, and massage therapy.
And you work with patients from, you know, 8 to 80 and everywhere, yep, in between, right?
Yep, exactly.
Because this is something, because it talk, okay, so I think people who have never been to a chiropractor have a misconception as to what chiropractic is or maybe what it used to be. Like anything else, it's definitely advanced. And it's basically what I consider it is, it's whole body health care, right?
You got it. Yeah, so we evaluate the whole body. We evaluate not only just the spine. A lot of people think it's just spine and crack in the back, if you will. But we really take a holistic approach to what we do with our patients. We look at the structure, which is can be any joint in your body. We look at the neurologic, which is how your brain and your body function together and they work. And then we look at the metabolic, and that's really the functional med side of stuff. And that's where you determine or you find out if you've got any systemic inflammation that might be driving some of the person's problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it's fascinating. It's a great way. I believe everybody should have a practitioner or a facility that does this type of work. Because it's a first line of defense. If you can get it early, you can take care of it.
Right. That's kind of the point, right? It's preventative. It's maintenance. It's also non-invasive. It's trying to help the body heal itself without surgery. I'm a perfect guinea pig to talk to you about this because I've been going to you all for maybe close to 20 years and, I've seen multiple docs, yourself, mm-hmm, the doctors Patton, Sean and Kim, Dr. Caleb Gorman, so many of the others. And I've had everything under the sun because I've been a lifelong runner. You know, you and I play a lot of golf together. We carry our bags. And so we're putting a lot of stress on our bodies. And I've had things from neuromas in my feet to problems in my shoulders and back. And chiropractic has helped get me through it all. And I feel better and stronger on the opposite side after a treatment.
Yeah.
Of course. That's what's supposed to happen,
a re-endorsement.
Right?
That's exactly what's supposed to happen. You know, I mean, it's, again, we oftentimes wait or Americans will wait until the wheels fall off.
Right.
And then they're like, holy cow, I need a surgery or I need an injection or I need to take some medication. And we really want to prevent that because the best thing you can do is get it as naturally as possible, as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. And it's a much easier fix.
Let's talk about some of the specialties. I know one of the things you've just released is the new knee on track system, right?
Yep.
We've all got knee problems. Young people who are athletes have knee problems. Older folks have knee problems. Everybody in between, us weekend warriors have knee problems. Tell me about the knee on track system. What's that for?
So
how does it work?
Very similar to what I mentioned earlier is that we look at the structural part of it, the neurologic aspect of what's going on with somebody's knee problem, and then the metabolic. You know, so if somebody has an arthritic knee, maybe they've been told they have bone on bone or they're too young to get a knee replacement. They've got a ton of osteoarthritis in that knee. We evaluate that. Most programs really just look at the structural part of it. So when we add in the neurologic, how your body and your brain communicates with your body, mm-hmm, and the metabolic part of it, we get it's a home run.
Mm-hmm. And laser treatment, when did that start?
Laser's been around for a long time. The class 4 laser that we have has been around for quite a while.
And what's that for?
So that it decreases inflammation and speeds up healing by about 4 to 5 times the normal rate. It's incredible.
Isn't a lot of our problems acute injuries where somebody falls or gets in a car accident, but some of the chronic long-term stuff, you've mentioned this several times, it's caused internally by inflammation, right?
You got it.
And so you all address that with a lot of the different things you do. I know you have a whole regimen of supplements that are so much better than the some of the junk we buy at the stores, right?
Oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
About the junk in the stores or about the quality?
About the stuff that you guys offer. It's the hands-on treatment. But also, I know that when you go in, I always get asked a lot of questions about, you know, how are you eating? How are you sleeping?
Yes.
You know, where is your, you know, do you have any kind of long-term things? What kind of stuff, you know, what kind of stuff are you putting into your body?
Yeah, so the supplements, we use Orthomolecular and a couple other brands too that are like nutraceutical grade, so high grade nutritional supplements, because we know they're bioavailable, they're very effective, and they'll do what we want them to do. The functional medicine part of that is where you evaluate a person's blood work, maybe get a little specific blood work, but you evaluate that blood work. And I always say it's like a blueprint for you, your person, and you determine like, okay, what are the functional ranges of, say, vitamin D? Medically, or when you look at it and you get your report back, 30 to 100 is considered within range, but there's a functional range for that too, which is about 70 to 85 ish. And you want to be in that functional range because you can have symptoms in those lower ranges or higher ranges. So determining where you're at and taking the right supplements that are right for you and what's going on with you inside alleviates a lot of your problems. And then the inflammatory part of that is where what you eat. So there's several foods that are inflammatory. Those, it can be gluten, they can be dairy, they can be sugars and things like that. And it's tough for people to really say, hey, I'm going to give that stuff up. But when you understand the connection between what you eat and how you feel, you are more motivated to really change. And people have to get to that point where they're like, I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and having all these problems and complaining. I mean, our own daughter, Josie, she has gone gluten-free and has gone from having mood swings and menstrual cycles that are terrible to a completely different person.
That's amazing.
It's been incredible.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
Yeah. And so it really matters what you put in your body, and you guys help with that too.
I think we all learned that on Saturday morning cartoons, right?
I think we did. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Along with I'm Just a Bill.
I'm just a Bill. That's it. I remember.
That's right. The food guy. So let's talk now about some of the more serious cases. I've had your colleague, Dr. Kim Patton, in here, and she is literally right next door to you all. You're almost basically under the same building footprint, you know, a couple buildings right next to each other in Eureka. By the way, you're in Eureka, but you all service the entire region, right? I bet you have patients from near, far, and everywhere.
They come from all. I'm always surprised at where people, they drive past hundreds of other facilities and stuff, and we get them from an hour and a half away.
And that's because you have so many docs available. You guys have so many disciplines available. You can basically address anything up to, you know, a certain point.
Yeah. And there's not a whole lot of people that do what we do.
Gotcha.
Honestly. And really look at the body the way we look at it and address and evaluate a patient the way we evaluate them. I mean, structurally, neurologically, and metabolically. I mean, that is the home run and the key to it.
Pretty intense. Yeah. Peripheral neuropathy, really debilitating, right?
Yes.
I mean, from talking to Dr. Kim, some people literally are like ready to give up because it's such a horrible. Tell me a little bit about what it is and what it does to the body.
Well, the nerves in the legs and the hands or arms, the peripheral nerves, basically, they'll start to die off. And when that happens, there's a lot of pain associated with it, a lot of tissue that becomes unhealthy and dies. Circulation is affected as well. And it can be painful. It can be uncomfortable. It's debilitating. It's life altering. The quality of life for those patients has gone downhill. They're, you know, some of them have given up. There's wounds that don't heal for weeks or months on end. And it's just, it's rough. It's very tough.
You all developed a system to address this. And I understand it's had incredible success.
Right. So just clarification, we did not develop it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've enhanced it, right?
we utilize it. Yeah. It's a very effective treatment and the treatments. It's a combination of all the things we've talked about already. Mm-hmm. And really addressing it from a complete body approach. And there's a lot of changes that those folks have to make. And, you know, they're willing to do it because they've really been given no hope other than taking more medication and compounding that. And that's the, you know, they're taking it for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And we hear some great stories. I mean, some patients that are, hey, I'm walking again. I'm playing with my grandchildren again. I'm able to exercise or, you know, participate in family functions again. Mm-hmm. Their moods have changed because they feel better. And pain, people, if you've never been in pain, you just don't realize the effect that it has on your personality. And chronic pain. I mean, being in pain for a little bit, you know, hey, I twisted my ankle, I tweaked my back, you know, that's one thing, but day in and day out, pain wears on you.
That never goes away.
And that's
away.
What we want to change. We don't want, we want people to reach their optimum, live their full life. appreciate the activities they want to do and have a fulfilling life. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, I've seen some of the testimonials. People literally are breaking down in tears with happiness, of joy, because of the new lease on life that you've all given them. All right, I do have another little topic to ask you about that's separate from this. But before we get to that, how can folks find you on the internets? Where should they find
the internets,
you?
Yes.
Yeah, they're listening to us talking here. They're like, oh my gosh, this place sounds awesome. I got to get in there on Monday.
Yeah, so cchiropractic.com, the letter C, and chiropractic.com, or CIH.health. You can also, Google's a great way to do it. If you look up comprehensive chiropractic, we'll pop right up. Chiropractors Eureka, we pop up right in the beginning there too. And if they want to call us, it's 636-938-9310, and we'll get them taken care of.
Great. CChiropractic.com. Just punch in comprehensive chiropractic Eureka in your search machine. You'll pop right up. Last thing I want to ask you about, you're very involved in the community in Eureka in general. It's the unofficial start of summer tomorrow. It's June 1st. What big things we got coming up in Eureka? Remind me. I know we have a lot of stuff coming down the pike, and Eureka is a destination spot for a lot of people in the St. Louis County, Franklin County, Jefferson County regions.
Yeah, so our big thing is Eureka Days towards the end of summer, you know, September, October. That's a big festival time for us, but Eureka is awesome. I love it. You grew up out there. I grew up out there. We have a great outdoor rec community where we've got trails and rivers and parks. And I mean, it used to be that was we're too far away from St. Louis, but now it's like we are this beautiful oasis, and outdoor rec is amazing. So, I mean, come out and check out all the trails that we have around Eureka, Greensfeld and Rockwood.
I think summer concert series.
There's going to be a concert on Central, which will be really, really good. But yeah, there's all kinds of small old town. Eureka has got some great shops in it.
Mm-hmm.
Come out and join our restaurants or eat at our restaurants. You've got Joe Bacardi's and Odell's and La Finca. I mean, Orange County. I mean, a bunch of great places
and
to go.
And the new ball fields complex is unbelievable.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It is packed every weekend. So we're bringing a lot of people out to Eureka.
Yeah, I mean, don't say Sean will get a bigger head, but Dr. Sean Patton's my partner, Sean Flower, our mayor out there, has done an amazing job of really orchestrating and working towards developing that part of it. So we've got the baseball fields. We've got soccer fields as well that the city is now taken over, and those are going to develop over the next few years. It's going to be absolutely incredible.
And the home of Six Flags.
And the home of Six Flags. Yeah, they're awesome as well. Yeah.
I knew you'd want to brag on our hometown a little bit, so I wanted to get that little plug in. And it's a great place for holistic health as well.
Yeah, it's Eureka, a mecca.
It really is. Dr. Pat Fader, Doc, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate your support of our station here. It's great being partners with you guys, and hopefully we can continue to drive more of our listeners out to comprehensive chiropractic.
Well, we appreciate the help and all the information you've gotten out there about us so far, and our friendship over the last, it's been a long time, Tim, 15, 18 years. It's been a long time, so I've appreciated that
as well.
So thank you so much.
Well, thanks for coming in, and we'll have you back again soon.
Sounds good.
CChiropractic.com, comprehensive chiropractic in our beautiful hometown of Eureka, Missouri, comprehensive chiropractic. All right, we'll switch gears a little bit and make sure you're caught up on all the headlines of the day when we come back. The Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show rolls on here on a Friday, May 31st, 2024, 101.9/94.1. This is News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
They could have brought this 7 years ago instead of bringing it right in the middle of the election. So they missed the statute of limitations. They did everything. Now, let me give you the good news. The good news is, in the history of politics, I believe, maybe I'm wrong, somebody will find that I'm wrong, maybe, but I don't think so. They raised with small money donors a record $39 million in about a 10-hour period. No, think of that.
And welcome back to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show, 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. I feel like I should do some housekeeping. We've got to catch our breath here for a second. I wanted to mention to you all once again, I kind of blew through this earlier, but we have a huge event coming up. We've all been talking about it. We want you to join us. Please do. You will have, number one, you will have a great time. You'll walk away smarter than you were when you came in. I know you're all brilliant people, but the folks we have coming in are experts in their craft. On Tuesday, June the 25th, at the beautiful new Funny Bone St. Charles, right there, that new development, that huge development. There's always something. I don't know how many more new things can they put in there, but every time I go to Streets of St. Charles, they have more things there. Funny Bone St. Charles, Tuesday, June 25th, featuring Zach Smith, who you hear every single Wednesday on the Tim Jones and Chris Harp Show, and Joel Griffith, both from the Heritage Foundation, both fantastic young guns who know their craft oh so well. We're calling this the economy and the courts. Yes, those two things are very related, and I'm telling you, those are going to be two of the top topics that people have in their minds when they go to the voting booth here in Missouri, both in August. August is a very important primary election in Missouri, and November. I'm going to tell you a lot about August as we get closer. In fact, I'll probably put together something like a speaker scorecard or something of that sort of the people that I think you should consider voting for in August. There'll be my recommendations. You can vote for whoever you wish, of course. I want you all to vote, but I'll give you my recommendations for all of our primaries. I get asked that question. I just got asked that question today. One of our Mo Cat Lady, who follows me on Twitter, she just asked me about Lieutenant Governor. So I won't spill the beans right now, but I will eventually get to that. So Joel Griffith, Zach Smith, Saving America 2024, Funny Bone, St. Charles. Tickets are free, but we have limited space because it is inside in a theater. So there's limited seating. We want to fill the place. We want you there. Just go to newstalkstl.com, click on the Saving America banner. There's an Eventbrite link, and you can get tickets. We'd love to see you there. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your coworkers, bring your colleagues. Like I said, you will walk out smarter than before. And maybe we'll even have some Sugar Creek swag to hand out along the way. Everything's available at newstalkstl.com. You can sign up for our fantastic newsletter that comes out once a week that has awesome details about all the big topics of the week, including some videos that we put together, and always several very fantastic Todd Showalter cartoons, and all of our show lineups are at newstalkstl.com. All the shows during the week, and then our fantastic weekend programming. Everything from the Randy Tobler Show, which is a fixture and must-listen radio every Saturday morning, all the way through our Sunday night programming, SR1 Radio featuring Stand and Fight and with Nick Schroer and so many other great shows. The Todd Showalter Show featuring producer Joey V. Joey, what you got? What you guys got coming up this weekend on the big program?
We have the sideline assistant, Tom Sobota. He is a football guru. He is an expert. He teaches classes just on snapping, and he's been updating us the whole season with the Battlehawks. So we've been excited that the Battlehawks actually have a chance to play their next playoff game here in St. Louis in the Dome. But no matter who wins, the actual championship game will be played in St. Louis at the Dome, even if the Battlehawks aren't in it. Mm-hmm. So St. Louis loves football. We have proof now, Kroenke. It's undeniable.
Yeah, it wasn't a problem with football. It was a problem with the freaking product and the ownership. There you go. That's all it was. Our weekend shows are fantastic. And you know what? I pulled up the website while Joey was chatting there, because the weekend folks, they get upset at me when I like leave them out. You know, you all know the 6 weekday shows, right? Mike Ferguson kicks things off 5:30 in the morning. Rob Carter wraps things up at 10 p.m. at night. And then we even have programming, of course, after that. We don't like put on the big, what do they call those big bars, Joey, on the TV used to come up, like, and then when they'd shut everything down at night back when we were kids.
Oh, yeah, when you'd go off the air.
Yeah, the off-the-air bars, whatever those were. Our station is always live and local, 24-7. So, of course, you've got Dan Bongino middays. You got Vic Porcelli. You got Columbo and Katie. You got Jones and Arps. You've got Larry Connors USA and Rob Carter. So we got 6 live and local shows, exclusive providers of Dan Bongino middays. And then the weekend shows. You got the Groovy Grooves with Ron Clutho. You got the Haunted Garage. That's a fantastic paranormal show. Of course, Mark McCloskey, always on fire. The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. The Safe Money Radio with Doug Voss. SR1 Sundays featuring Schroer the Thrower. Nikki Five Shows, Nick Schroer, Senator Schroer. You got the Stiefel on the Money, Bluff City Outdoors Show, the Dr. Randy Tobler Show, the Show Me Institute podcast, This Week in Missouri Politics, Wellness 101, and so much more. That is not infomercial radio. That is legit informed. So, like, you don't have to shut down over the week. Some of you may want to shut down. I get it. But, some of you want to stay informed over the weekends. You want to be entertained. A lot of those shows are very entertaining as well as informative. So check them out. Everything at the website. Download our podcast. We have a little friendly competition every week. Katie sends out a digital report, shows who's downloaded what, where, and how. download our podcast, wherever you can get podcasts, in case you miss the programs. Joey gave me an extra minute here, so I'm going to give you my one-sentence summary of the Donald Trump trial, and then I'm going to discuss it a little further. I'm going to unpack it a little bit more for you with the help of CNN's, one of their lead legal analysts. CNN! Yeah, a CNN legal analyst agrees with me. She wrote a great column, and it was published in, I think, the New York Magazine, and I'm going to talk about that as part of the speaker stump speech. All of the problems with this show trial. So here's what happened in a nutshell, in a one-sentence nutshell. Joe Biden, Alvin Bragg, and these left-wing lunatics weaponized and utilized the U.S. judicial system for a theatrical, political stunt, Soviet-style show trial. That's what it was. Joe Biden dared this guy knows, his audacity knows no limits and has no bounds. He said, well, you have to accept this because it was a jury spoke. Look, if it's arguable that a case is fair, if you could say, well, you know, one witness said that, one witness said this, this case is inarguably unfair. From beginning to end, I'm going to unpack all that in the speaker stump speech. Then we're going to talk to Joel Griffith about the ongoing horror of Bidenomics and more. Producer Joey V and I will be back right after this. Chris Arp's on assignment. The Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show, Friday edition, 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.